Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, May 26, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Despite Nepal's violation of religious rights, believers have no plans to quit. Christian college students in the U.S. speak out against genocide, and missionaries find ways to introduce the gospel to a remote tribe. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Nepal, where emergency rule was lifted in April. However, the king pursued a political crackdown and gatherings remain banned. It's an increasingly unstable environment for Christian cross-cultural work. InterServe's executive director, Doug Van Bronckhorst.
There's a crossfire. There are two groups competing for power. It's a civil war, and all sorts of people are caught in the middle. Anybody that has to travel to do their work, and I suppose that would apply, say, to a church planner, evangelist kind of person, would definitely have difficulty because travel is often one of the issues.
Van Bronckhorst says their team will continue to work despite the escalation of trouble.
We do pray for their safety, but of course, if that was our first concern, we wouldn't let them be there at all. So we pray that they'll be able to continue their ministry, that they won't be hindered by the war in terms of what they're doing, and that they'll continue to have courage and peace as they do in the midst of the conflict and the uncertainty. We're grateful nobody has been hurt yet, or even, as I say, directly threatened.
Next, we told you this week about the problems in Darfur, Sudan. Muslim against Muslim violence. Nearly 200,000 dead in what many government leaders are calling genocide. Christian University students in the United States are speaking out against it. University Christian Fellowship's Adrian Tam is with the Harvard chapter and says Christians are woefully ignorant about the situation there.
This is the same thing that happened 10 years ago in Rwanda, and we ended up with more than 800,000 people dead. We got together and put together a short 6-page packet students can send to their pastors.
Tam says demonstrating isn't the goal, it's strictly education. He's hoping their testimony will point people to Christ, and he's asking people to pray
for repentance on the part of the perpetrators and that they might also come to know God. That would be really great.
Go to our website to get the information packet. You're listening to Mission Network News. Learning Ma, the language of the Mibu tribe in Papua New Guinea, makes missionaries less threatening. In addition to learning the language, New Tribe's literacy consultants help the missionary team construct 4 primers for their first literacy class that begins in July. From there, it'll be possible to teach the team to read the gospel. The Mibu people are excited at the prospects of learning to read and write their own language. Pray the team will be able to finish the materials needed for their July program. Elsewhere, the Evangelical Baptist Missions is requesting prayer for this weekend. They have a team in Germany that's ready to dedicate a new church in Vilseck. This week, the team made the transfer into the new building. They're wrapping up last-minute details of the move and asked for prayer that they'll be able to complete it in a timely manner. The team is excited about this new provision and hope that it'll be used to bring God glory in the years ahead. And finally, the Book of Hope is an illustrated story of Christ written especially for kids. To date, it's been handed out all over the world with the help of volunteers. Well, one of those trips was responsible for starting the first ever Granny Brigade because of the emotional needs of orphan children. Miriam Makovic coordinated the trip.
We just wanted to go over there and just love and hold those babies and rock them. The kids over in Africa don't have parents because they've died of AIDS. So the grandmother touch, I think, is very, very valuable.
As grandmas, Makovic says they successfully reached out to older kids, too.
We had permission to go into the schools to pass out Book of Hope. And so between the grannies and some churches that helped us, we distributed right around 38,000 books.
Makovic says she's looking for more grandmas to form another granny brigade to reach even more children. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.